Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. If that clicking sound bothers anybody else, if it makes any difference, it bothers me as well. I don't know where it's coming from. Like right now, I don't hear the clicking when I'm talking, but it sounds like someone's walking down a creepy hospital hallway the entire podcast, and it's really fucking annoying. But regardless, all right, so I re-listened to the last episode of ACMM to give myself context. This past weekend, specifically Saturday, I spent the day basically deciding I was not going to think about stand-up comedy. Believe it or not, I know this is going to surprise people. You're going to be shocked by this. That your brain's not, you're not even going to be able to fathom this. But I think about stand-up comedy a lot. I know. I'll give you a second to really take that in. I like to process that mentally. I think about stand-up comedy a lot. I've turned it into a really crazy life's mission to become successful at this. I'm the Captain Kirking this shit. Captain Kirk didn't actually like give a fuck about. I never really watched. I wasn't a Star Wars person. I'm sure there's a better analogy, but I've taken this very seriously, and I recognize that. And I think that was something I needed to do in the beginning of all of this, because I needed to kind of get started. I wrote something for it, but right now, to describe it, it's like when you're pulling the ripcord for the lawnmower, but it's out of gas, and it's like starting, and you got to really like. Really got to pull it. You got to leave marks and imprints in your hand just to get it started. That's kind of how it felt. I need to drink more water. That's how it felt when I first started this. I actually wrote, hold up. I wrote this shit down because I didn't want to forget it. Also, I'm not going to read all of it. All right. Basically, I wrote this metaphor. This goofy fucking metaphor about how starting stand-up comedy initially, it's like being on a desert island and you don't have anything, and then you're trying to get off this island of depression, essentially, filled with tears and ex-girlfriends screaming at you and so on and so forth. But you're on this fucking shitty island, and you need to get off the island and go to a better island, your island, whatever. And before you do that, you need to build a boat. So I feel like I had to build this fucking boat. And then I had to actively push the boat on from the sand into the ocean. And then row that boat past, you know, when you're trying to get, when you're trying to swim, like in the ocean, and you have to get past that bigger current with the huge waves. Once you get past those waves, you're pretty much in the ocean. You're out there with jaws and like sea monsters. Jars. Jars with notes in the fuck, that's gotta be a bottle. Shit, you know where I was going with this, but you're out there. Then you're out there, like, once you get past all of that rough terrain, you're out there. And I've accepted a long time ago that stand up comedy is a slow process. This shit is a marathon, it's not a sprint. And so, yeah, I sort of accepted that, that this is gonna take a while. And it feels like I was doing a lot of the hard work first. It felt like I was doing all of the really not shitty stuff, because I really did enjoy the process of working on the stuff I was working on. But it felt like, I don't know, I was purposefully, and I know this because I've been saying this on the podcast for forever, but I was purposely doing comedy backwards, making it really hard, working on stuff that frankly is not that funny. Like it was interesting. It was fun. I, I actively worked on stuff that would be really unlikable or hard to do, especially when you're first starting and you suck. You know, like this guy, you can't see my thumb, but it's pointed at me. I'm still 5 years in. Give me a break, guys. All right? Jesus Christ, you're not going to be Richard Pryor 5 years in when you're me. I'm sorry. Sorry I have to learn a craft, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, but when you're 5 years in, no, of course you're not going to be fucking good. That's how this shit works. It's a long process. But yeah, like I just made it super difficult. And so I think part of that, there's the conscious part of that that was me deciding to do that for the technique's sake and to so that later on it would be easier. And then there's the other side of me that just subconsciously was doing it because that's kind of my, that was just my personality. And, you know, the whole idea is to be authentically you, and that was what I was doing at the time. So then I spent Saturday with a real intent to not worry about stand-up, not worry about it at all. And yeah, it was really good. It was really nice. It felt like it was, and I know I've talked about this in past podcasts, but it felt like I was a human being first, then a comic second. And, you know, sometimes you got to relearn lessons and learn them in a different angle. But yeah, it felt like I was a human being first and a comic second. And I haven't felt in that way in a very, very long time. And so I think that's like obviously a healthier way to live your life. But I think that ironically, hey, fuck you. This podcast is about comedy. So I still kind of got to talk about it. The whole thing is about the process of comedy. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying. See, I sound angry, and I'm not actually angry. It just sounds like it's at an 11. And it's not at an 11. I'm not even close to an 11. I'm like at a fucking 3. Maybe a 2. Maybe a 1. Really? If I really feel relaxed. All right, what are we... what am I talking about? Stand up. Yeah. So yeah, I took it really seriously, and I still do put all that work in or whatever, but now it feels like I can relax. Now it feels like I've got the momentum that I feel proud of. Well, I'm definitely not important by any stretch, and I'm not good enough to be a headliner at all. Still have so much fucking work to do. But, you know, little tiny group of people are following me and are very supportive in very, very specific places. I get recognized in a positive way, usually, unless I'm getting punched from behind. Don't worry, I won't bring that up forever, but it's still fresh. And yeah, so it's something I worked really hard, and I'm going to continue to work really hard, but I worked really hard for the small group of people that are paying attention to me. And if you're listening to this, by the way, thank you. Like, I worked really hard to earn that. And so I have this momentum now. Like, every time I go out to do street stand-up, I get at least, like, 5 or 6 followers, and then, you know, then I go back down to, like, I lose like 3, so I usually end with 2. And there's some shit that I've been paying attention to, and I've been working on my marketing skills. I think, you know, I want to live off of this for realsies, so I got to figure out how to do all this shit. And it's been a process, but it's actually getting a little more fun, which is nice. Going back to my castaway metaphor, so yeah, it feels like all of that work was just building this boat, figuring out how it works and what makes my little boat special relative to everyone else's boat, and picking the roughest possible terrain. And now, you know, now I kind of I feel like this is a good place to start consciously letting go and letting the momentum move itself. Yeah, what else do I got here? Okay, then I also wrote about how the whole self-improvement, which I said multiple times. I know I've said it on A to Z, that ironically, I'm not trying to improve myself for myself, which is, you know, you can still improve yourself even if it's not for yourself, I think. But I'm not trying to improve myself for myself. I'm trying to improve myself for stand-up comedy, which is inherently not improving yourself, I guess. So, you know, now that that momentum's good and I don't need to worry about stand-up comedy as much in that, like, mentally and emotionally, doesn't need to take up every single fucking second of my life. Now that I'm in that place, I can work on myself, literally for myself, which is actually working on yourself. It's gone full circle. What else? Okay, I also acknowledge that the reason, this is why I always ask questions for people that get annoyed by that, because you don't appreciate the reason. Like, the answer to something isn't all that, well, it's important, you know. The answer to creating electricity was important, but understanding the reason why we have the electricity is just as, if not more important, because other, like, all right, starting tomorrow, all the people that design these phones and know how to make all the computer shit, we go back to caveman times. Do you know how to make a fucking phone? No, you don't. We built on it because we're human beings, and we built on, like, the information and the knowledge, and because one person knew this information of how to do this thing, the other person was able to do that as a little Congo line of information. So, yeah, like, it's important to understand why someone's doing something in order to affect the thing that is being done, in my humble, braggadocious opinion. And so I, at some point I acknowledge that the reason why I've gone so hard with all this is because people were holding me back from it for so long. And, you know, obviously, when you're 18, you're a legal adult. I don't think you're a real adult, but you're a legal adult. I think some people are legal adults at 18, and other people are still fucking children. But this is besides the point. You're a legal adult, so you got to start making your own decisions. And at a certain point, you got to decide for yourself, like, oh, I want to change this, or this needs to be improved, obviously. However, acknowledging the why you're even in this headspace in the first place from childhood, which you don't have control over, I'm starting to really learn that from my job. Empathy, everybody. Clap for me. Praise my humble behavior. Yeah, so having it, like, stripped away or held back from me for so long made, I think, put this really extreme drive in, obviously. Yeah. I want to say that's about it. So I guess basically the plan from here is, don't worry about stand-up comedy unless you are actively writing stand-up comedy or you are performing stand-up comedy. Outside of that, don't worry about stand-up comedy. And I think that would be being present. I'm also going to acknowledge that I know I've learned this type of lesson before, but sometimes you got to relearn shit in different angles, which I've said before as well. And I acknowledge the slipping back into old habits. That's a thing that happens. But as of right now, that's the other thing that's happening. So that's nice. Yeah, so I'm just not going to worry about stand-up comedy unless I need to worry about stand-up comedy. This is me worrying about stand-up. I don't know. This one's at 14 minutes, so. Don't worry, I only advertised once. Thanks for listening. Please share it with as many people as possible. I am still working on getting my RV. So I have this GoFundMe on my Instagram. So, you know, if you want to donate to that and help me save up money to get that eventually, it'd be greatly appreciated. It might not be the last time I bring up getting punched, but those bills. Our healthcare system's dog shit. So, yeah, I'm already not doing well with money right now. So, you know, any support's appreciated. And film favorites, I'm still fucking shouting out film favorites. I love film favorites. I think it's coming out great. So it's go check out Film Favorites on the Buddy System podcast. And I want to say that's about it. All right, till next time.